This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoverychannelradio.com.
Las Vegas, the ultimate playground. Everything a fun-loving adult could possibly wish for. World-class casinos, hotels, restaurants, and entertainment. It's a travel destination that thrives on offering the latest and greatest to visitors from around the world. But with all it has to offer, there's no doubt that it's gambling that rules this town. And just how do the casinos stay on the cutting edge? By offering games that will not only keep the players playing, but coming back for more. Celebrity chefs and world-class entertainment often steal the headlines in Las Vegas. But the lifeblood of this town can be found in the sports books, slot machines, and table games. Table games such as craps, blackjack, and baccarat once reigned supreme as the casino's main source of revenue. But in recent years, the technology of the omnipresent slot machines has enabled them to become the casino's largest moneymakers. And in order to keep the slot and video poker experience as exciting as Las Vegas's other attractions, game makers must continuously provide players with the most innovative and entertaining games available.
The line has blurred where we're fighting in the gaming industry for the same entertainment dollar that the movies are and TV and DVDs and sporting events, and so it's important for us to offer the players a entertaining experience.
Oh my gosh! Three kings!
With so much competition, many game makers are now focusing on what features they can add to their games to entice players to gamble. One of the most successful trends is to feature games built around pop culture or celebrities.
We're particularly proud of some of our branded products this year, like the Clint Eastwood game, A Fistful of Dollars.
With over 40 million visitors expected in Las Vegas this year, and even more expected next year, it's easy to see why the gaming industry needs to introduce new games at such a fast pace. Each year, Las Vegas welcomes these additions to the gaming world with a star-studded event called the Global Gaming Expo.
That is the gaming show of the world. That's where all of the manufacturers pull out the stops, introduce all of their new machines.
It's like the smorgasbord of what's new out there. It's when we can go and see what's the new product out there, what's the new ideas, new technology.
This colossal event, also known as G2E, draws people from every facet of the gaming industry.
We have over 700 exhibitors on our show floor, and that includes over 108 international exhibitors.
Every major casino supplier, slot manufacturer, anybody that has to do with the gaming industry globally will be at this show.
This gathering of industry professionals is the largest gaming show to take place on the planet. But more than anything, G2E gives gaming manufacturers a chance to showcase their most innovative games for casino personnel, who will then decide which of the new games they'll choose for their casino floor.
That's where we see all the new product that the manufacturers have for the upcoming year. And it gives us a chance to see all of it together in the same place.
We look for things that are going to keep customers going, that's going to keep giving new twists to the customers, that's going to keep them interested.
When looking for new games, we're looking for just the latest and greatest technology. Also, we'd like to know from the vendors if there's any tests on the games as how it's performed in other markets or performed in the lab to give us an idea of what we should expect when it comes to our floor.
And the manufacturers give their customers plenty to see.
All told, we got about 14,000 square feet, 380 machines on display, 185 new titles, a lot of stuff on the show floor.
Well, Bally Gaming has over 260 games, 260 machines here in the booth, and it really represents a range of titles that we've never even attempted before.
With all the pressure to have the best showing at the convention, manufacturers' displays are often shrouded in secrecy until the very last moment.
We're working on the new stuff literally up to this morning when the show opened. So a lot of what you're seeing at the show is making its world debut.
Before today, only internal development teams will see actually what the game is about. And in many cases, only the internal development teams will even know what the games or titles are that they're working on.
With so many new games flooding the casino floors, manufacturers are finding new ways to attract players. Las Vegas is known for its cutting-edge entertainment, a notion that hasn't been lost on game makers. In an effort to make casino games more entertaining, you're going to find that more and more game manufacturers are turning to Hollywood themes to inspire their newest creations.
theming slot machines on popular brands is something that has really taken off in the last 5 years. The great majority of machines that are coming out now are based on some sort of television show or a game show.
And you might be surprised to learn that some of today's newest games are actually based on some older but well-established characters from our pop culture.
Certainly a Beverly Hillbillies that's been around forever. It's got a life of its own, and everyone knows the characters.
You want something that has longevity. Betty Boop, Popeye, Blondie, all 70 years old. Playboy, 50 years old. Saturday Night Live, 30 years old. So you want something that has some history behind it, that's recognized by the widest possible audience.
As you check out the slots in a casino, you'll notice that nearly every kind of theme has been tried, from movies to sitcoms and game shows. If it works on television or in the movies, why shouldn't it work as a slot machine?
The main reason that the manufacturers do this is that the first barrier you have to a successful slot machine is getting somebody to sit down and play it.
You get an instant recognition when you take a game and you add a celebrity or a recognized brand to it. Certainly with the legion of fans for a Wheel of Fortune or a Price is Right or a Star Wars, we know we've got a fan base that'll initially be attracted.
But just the recognition of the theme by the new player is not enough to guarantee that a celebrity-based slot will achieve financial success for the casino.
The player's looking for something fun. There's a rhythm, and the players either take to that rhythm or they don't, and the players will vote with their wallets.
The first bill they put in the game's the easy part. Getting them to put in the second bill is the challenge. And putting a good brand on a poor game won't keep the player there. So at the end of the day, the game has to be a good game.
The most successful branding of new games in Las Vegas has been in the form of television game shows and celebrities. And in some cases, celebrities who used to be on game shows.
Wink Martindale, we would say, is a staple of Americana. And in particular, he was extremely popular among the demographic that we target when we design our games.
Well, they came to me and asked me about fronting this game show called Wink Survey of America. And he asked me a few little questions here and there regarding the format for the questions and answers and the surveys and all of that.
Wink was great to work with because he's very interested in the game. He came out to visit us to record vocals. At that time, we showed him initial concepts and what we were working on. He signed off throughout the process on various specs for the game, and he took great interest, took great pride in the game himself on a personal basis.
Most celebrities will do more than simply offer their names and likeness to a slot machine concept.
We do custom recordings, custom video sessions with the talent involved with some of these licensed titles.
This year, many new celebrities and concepts will be offered.
We're rolling out a Pamela Anderson Playboy model.
Well, you know, ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to grow up and be a slot machine.
We have Hee-Haw, we have new versions of S&H Green Stamps, Atari Pong.
We're particularly proud of some of our branded products this year, like the Clint Eastwood game, A Fistful of Dollars, which is appropriately titled for a big jackpot game like this one. It has obviously the likeness of Clint Eastwood from some of the old spaghetti westerns. And it has a buy a progressive feature, so that I'm qualifying for the progressive, even though I'm only playing one credit per line. There's several bonus sequences, so the player can play this game over and over and over again and not have the same experience twice.
Pick any ammo box to load your gun. It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
And even video poker has a celebrity version.
So this game is triple five and ten play poker, popular with many players, but it's heavily Western themed using Kenny Rogers. So rather than do a bonus game where we change the base pay tables and player strategy, we've decorated this game, enhanced it with Kenny Rogers and many, many Western touches. In terms of the gameplay itself, it's all your standard video poker games. We've added Western filigree and the poker chips, again, to give it that Western feel. It's a nice wood grain in the background. And then when different events happen, Kenny actually talks to you.
Looks like you have a full house there.
Looks like you have a full house there.
If you're wandering through the casino looking for this game, it may actually find you.
When the game is not being played, we've actually used Kenny Rogers' quotes. Come on, take a seat, with his voice. Different things to invite. We have one attract that is spurs on wood. So you hear that cha-ching, that Gary Cooper High Noon. And when you look around, where's the cowboy? You see Kenny. People who love Kenny are going to love this game.
One of the newest celebrities to have himself immortalized in the world of slots is comedian Paul Rodriguez. whose new game takes the player through the life of a stand-up comic, from the beginning of his career to finally making it to the big time.
Well, you begin out on the street, which is actually where I did. From there, I went out to a nightclub. After that, the next goal is to have your own concerts where people pay money to come and see you at a theater. And the ultimate goal for every performer, really, is to come here to Las Vegas, the show business capital of the world, and that is one night only. And then you become a star.
With casinos always on the hunt for new and different ways to keep their guests playing, game manufacturers are continually creating new innovations to make playing their games a more comfortable and fun experience. Some of the newest innovations are simply meant to draw a player's attention. For example, with the latest advancements in computer technology, the clunky old three-reel one-arm bandit is quickly giving way to a more sophisticated generation of slot machines.
Instead of the standard reel game that you see in casinos, you're seeing taller with more bells and whistles and stuff, because that's what attracts people over to that game to play.
The technology has gotten much, much better to where now they're using LCD screens on a great number of these video slot machines. Images are sharper. They can do more things with graphics, and it's a much higher quality product than it was just a couple of years ago.
So what is it about video slots that's changing the player's preference from the old mechanical reel slots to these new high-tech versions?
Some believe it's because of people my age who grew up with video games who aren't as adverse to playing that type of game. It's a more interactive game. It seems to give the player more time on the device and more interaction with the product, and that seems to be why the game is more popular.
One method for getting players more involved in the games is to challenge their knowledge.
At MyCon, one of the things we pioneered is what we call knowledge-based games, where as part of the gaming experience, you're asked a question. It might be a trivia question, it might be a survey question. And if you answer correctly, you get paid more in real money than if you answer incorrectly.
Ripley's Believe It or Not was MyCon's first knowledge-based casino game.
What we've tried to do is, in terms of the gameplay itself, further immerse the player into determining or being a factor in the outcome of the game. And because we've lined up the right symbols here, we're going to get to play the trivia bonus game, which is a knowledge-based game. And here you see the opportunity for the player to actually demonstrate how much he knows, and how much he knows affects how much he wins. And if you know the right answer, you'll win 200 times your line bet. We'll go with B. And that is correct. So we won 200 credits.
The bonus game definitely adds excitement to the product, and it definitely seems to be something that players love.
The popularity of bonus games has increased with the addition of the interactive bonus round.
Most all of our video product have secondary bonus rounds where the player will have some interaction with the device in terms of selecting bonus outcomes or participating in some kind of fun and entertaining bonus selection series.
One away from a thou.
The interactive bonus is about to get more popular. This feature is being included in progressive slots, where the jackpots increase based on the number of machines linked together and the number of bets being made. This will enable players to win some of the largest jackpots in Vegas.
And on Willionaire, you'll actually make your way up and have a possibility to be eligible for a $1 million jackpot on these multi-level progressives. So big jackpots, multi-level progressives that you as a player actually work your way up to, interactive bonuses, is really going to be a fun concept.
And if you're looking for a sure thing, look no further than the bonus that guarantees you can't lose. Keep an eye out for Blue Devils.
What makes this game different is our new can't lose feature, which guarantees the player a winner every time that button's enabled. You enable it by getting a can't lose symbol on the third reel. And that accumulates the button down here. So I know that as a player, I can end my session on a winning experience by using my accumulated can't lose credits. It's a winner every time.
Bonus rounds give players an opportunity to win big. But lower denomination games are preferred by a large segment of the player demographic.
They get a little more playtime for their money, a little bit more entertainment value for their gaming experience.
But don't think that a penny slot is only for the low rollers.
You know, the original slot machine had one pay line and you lined up three symbols. Today, literally, we have 100 play lines that can be in play at one time. And with a penny denomination, the players are warming up to that. So for a $3 bet, they can have three coins each on 100 lines and have 100 possibilities of winning combinations lining up on one play.
The concept of combining low denominations with a big bonus is proving to be especially popular with one new game that offers the possibility of a life-changing jackpot.
The most popular game we have on the floor right now is probably the Millionizer game from Aristocrat.
Millionizer is an industry-first product where you've got the opportunity to win $1 million on a penny slot. On average, every $150 in turnover, you go into a second screen. It's then got scratchy symbols on it, and depending which symbols you match, determines which level of jackpot you win. The highest level of jackpot is actually $1 million. So fundamentally, every time you go into the second screen, you've got the opportunity to win $1 million, and it's a penny slot.
With a game this popular, it begs the question, just how many millions have been won?
Given away two so far.
When it comes to table games, the most popular ones have changed very little over the past few hundred years, which makes the task of coming up with a truly original new game a daunting one.
The probability of coming up with a successful game is pretty remote. In the last 10 or 15 years, there have been maybe 6 or 7,000 games invented, maybe 6 or 700 have actually made it onto the casino floor, and of those, there are maybe 8, maybe 9 that have become successful. So the odds are pretty long.
Ready for another big winner?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
We can get 20 to 40 applications for new card games or table games a year. Some make it, but in reality, there might be one new game a year that really makes it out there in the field.
With the success of a new game being so difficult to obtain, there are certain rules that game makers insist be followed, like keeping the game simple.
Where you must have simplicity is in resolving the hand. Did I win or did I lose? If there's any ambiguity over that, the game's going to fail. You must know immediately if you won or if you lost and why you won or lost.
Although simplicity is a must, new table games should also include basic game elements that players look forward to, like a progressive betting structure.
In particular, players get to bet more when they have a good hand. That's a consistent theme because it's human nature. When you have a good hand, when you think you've got the dealer beat, you're able to fire away and make a big bet.
Game makers will never ignore past successes when creating new games. So it's no surprise that many new games have been patterned after the most successful card game of all, poker.
Poker is a language. It is the dominant language in gambling.
People are familiar with poker. They know the rank of hands. So we've seen, for a number of years, we've seen Caribbean Stud, Let It Ride, three-card poker, based on the rank of poker hands. What we're starting to see now are more games that are based on Texas Hold'em.
And with the popularity of poker at an all-time high, game makers have created multiple variations to keep up with the public's interest.
We have four-card poker, which is actually now the eighth most successful game in the industry. We have four-card poker's sister game, as I call it, Crazy Four Poker, which is played all throughout Las Vegas. We have a game called Big Raise Hold'em, which is my personal favorite. We also have a couple of games that no one's ever seen before, six-card poker and high-low stud poker.
But just because poker is the number one card game doesn't mean that a variation of it will be a success.
Until the game goes live and is played with by real people with real money, you can't declare victory. You have to let the public decide, and they'll let you know pretty quickly if it's thumbs up or thumbs down.
Live poker isn't the only game that has numerous variations. The same trend holds true in the world of video poker. However, much like its live counterpart, video poker mustn't stray too far from the original version if it is to be accepted by the players.
Poker players know what they like. They're pretty habitual people. As long as they don't go too far astray with what they like and experiment a lot, we can find things. This year, I think we found a couple of real winners the poker players are going to like.
Just like slot machines, some video poker games are adding bonuses to give the players an extra chance to win.
With the Super Times Pay game, the players wager an extra coin. Instead of 5 credits per line, they bet 6 credits per line. So their strategy, how to play the game, doesn't change at all. About every 15 hands, a random multiplier comes out, surprises you, that pays you anywhere up from 2x to 10x of what you'd have won. I'll show you how that works. Here's our multiplier. We watch it. We get excited. In this case, it was 2x. So I've got a pair of kings now, which would normally pay me 5. It'll at least pay me 10. So what I'm really hoping for now, of course, is to get 4 of a kind. Instead of 250 credits in this game, it'd be worth 500. So let's cross our fingers. We didn't get a four of a kind, but look, our three kings paid us 30 coins instead of the 15.
In video poker, the chances of being dealt a royal flush are 1 in 40,000. With odds like that of getting the ultimate hand, it's little wonder that most players get their thrills by playing for four of a kind. And those thrills are exactly what are provided in the new game, Going for Fours.
So what happens is we get dealt three of a kind, and this is when most video poker players slow down and take a breath. They hold the three, they make sure they're held, and then they go for it. And they feel this sense of, oh, I didn't get it. We're disappointed and wish we had a second chance. This game's gonna give you a second chance. For 12 credits, we're gonna have a lot more opportunity to convert this, so I'm gonna take the chance and see if we can pull it off. And it didn't, but when you do, you're gonna feel really happy that you do. And again, video poker players are playing for four of a kind.
Creating games that are fun and entertaining is a game maker's first priority. And with the multitude of games that are already in the casinos, licensing fresh new ideas can be a tricky prospect.
It's a hit or miss with licenses. You can think you have a great license, and a couple months later you bring it to the floor and it's a stinker. So it's all basically up to its preconceived notions of what the player would think, and you're never going to know what that is until you put it on the floor.
There is a creative part where we try to design games that we think will have appeal, but we also look at ourselves and look at what the competition is doing today to see what games are successful today and what are those attributes that are successful that maybe we can capture or maybe we can even enhance for the playing public.
But a good game idea is only the beginning. Graphics, music, and bonus rounds must be designed to appeal to the widest range of players.
We're trying not to exclude any markets, which is a hard thing to do because you have to come up with the best ideas that'll hit the male and female demographic from 21 to 65 years old.
We do a variety of focus group testing. So we go out and we find X number of known slot players, and we bring them in, we ask them to play the game and you know, make comments, judgments. How do we do as game developers?
Players love to gamble on slot machines, but for the game makers, the only gamble is when they develop a new game.
The R&D costs of a real strong licensed title can run into the millions, and that's not necessarily the fees paid to the companies that own the name, but just the time and the production involved with a title that has so much depth like SNL does.
Before going into production, a prototype is designed, as game makers must seek approval for every new game from the Nevada Gaming Commission.
It takes about a year to get a new game or a new gaming device, slot machine, through the process. We want to do a complete evaluation.
The process essentially is give us your math, give us your operating system, give us the graphics, we're going to look at it, and they review everything. The guidelines, though, are published, so manufacturers and developers like us, we know how to follow those guidelines.
Once a game is approved, game makers begin designing its physical elements, an aspect that has become almost as complex as the concept of the game itself.
The ergonomics of the machine have definitely evolved. Normally, it's been just pull the handle, one-arm bandit-style machines, and now there's the armrest and the level of the button deck and the interaction on the touch screens, and it's a very sophisticated computer device now compared to what it was even 10 years ago.
With the game's physical design in place, it's now ready for the assembly line.
Believe it or not, a typical slot machine, even a real spinning slot, has over 1,400 different parts that go into it. So as you can well expect, it takes a great number of man hours and a lot of very fine work to be done to create these machines, to build them, much like you would building a car.
But a newly minted slot machine still has a long way to go before being declared a success. It's on the casino floor, the real test begins.
If a machine goes to the floor and it makes money, it stays there. When it's not making money, it's off the floor.
A lot of casinos will only give a new slot title maybe only 30, 60, or 90 days on the floor to what they call make the numbers.
We do benchmark against house averages, win per unit and such, and volume and occupancy for that area and for the whole property combined to see how well that game is doing. Each game does have a benchmark it needs to qualify to keep floor space.
Sometimes we don't pay for it until we put it on our floor and see how well it does. And if it does well and people like it, then we go ahead and we'll give them their money and we'll pay for it.
The success of a new game doesn't just depend on how well it plays, but also where it plays. Location is a huge factor.
There are locations that do better than others, and whether that's because they're near a food outlet, near an entrance, near an ATM, those are some of the reasons they may do better than other games.
For slot directors, introducing a new game into a casino has become somewhat of a science.
When we determine where a new game will go on the floor, it's where it best fits. We don't want to put a new video poker game right in the middle of a video reel area and vice versa. If we have an area that's underperforming, we may want to put it there to see if it'll drive the area. So there are multitude of things that go into that decision.
On your next trip to Las Vegas, you'll see that many new games have been added to enhance your playing experience. Whether it's your favorite celebrity slot machine, a new version of video poker, or the chance to win $1 million simply by playing with pennies, you'll find that the Vegas casinos will always have the newest and freshest ideas to keep you entertained.